the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
That we're going to be doing. So, Andrew, what has the Bible got to say about all that busy stuff that we're going to be doing? Will you tell us?
Turned off because I didn't want any kind of mistakes to mean that you could hear me sing. God likes my singing, you won't like my singing. So let's recap. Where's the clicker gone? Here we go. Fisherman Peter and his friends spent all night in their boat, but they didn't catch a single fish. Just like sometimes when we try hard, things don't work out the way we'd like them always, do they? So let's read the next bit of the story that we read in the Bible. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them and said, "Friends, have you not caught any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat and you will find some." What just happened there? What just happened? This is Jesus. Just remember Jesus. So he's the risen Son of God. He was dead, but now he's alive. He is God himself, the creator of the universe, on the one side. Then there's the disciples. These are the pioneers of the greatest social movement on the planet. And these are the people that Jesus was relying to take his good news global. This was only the third time that Jesus had spoken to the disciples since he had risen from the dead. And the conversation went like this. "Have you caught any fish?" "Nah, try again now." That's the full extent of the conversation. You might expect him to be giving them some kind of like Bible study or in a couple of hundred years' time, this theological thing, like this is the answer to that, I'll sort that out for you. Or you think it might be a kind of strategy session to kind of launch Christianity as a thing. But no, that's not what Jesus does. Jesus comes to their workplace and he puts them to work. That's fishing, isn't it? This tells us that work, the things that we have to do in our lives, is a good thing to do. The fisherman's work of fishing is important to the resurrected Jesus. So I was taking some notes of some of the things that we are going to be doing over the next few days. Your revision is important to the resurrected Jesus. Your teaching of phonics is important to the resurrected Jesus. Who's going to school on Tuesday? Who's going to school on Tuesday? Yeah? Little ones, are you going to school on Tuesday? Going to nursery on Tuesday? Going to school, going to nursery on Tuesday is important to the resurrected Jesus. Going to the office, Teams meetings, Zoom meetings, that is important to the resurrected Jesus. Your midwifery, your pond design is important to the resurrected Jesus. Your parenting is important to the resurrected Jesus. How you use your retirement is important to the resurrected Jesus. So what happened next in our story? Who can remember what happened next in our story? Who can remember what happened in the story? The disciples put out all night, didn't catch any fish. They met Jesus. He said, "Put out your nets again." What happened next? They caught lots of fish. That's it. Let's have a little read. So when they did, they put their nets out again. They were unable to haul the net because it had so many fish in it. And John said to Peter, "It's the Lord, it's Jesus." And as soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It's the Lord," he jumped into the water and he swam to shore. With the help of Jesus, they caught loads and loads of fish. This is the beginning of Jesus restoring the successfulness of the work we do. And after a long night of fishing and pulling in heavy nets and all of that stuff, Peter still had enough energy to jump out the boat and swim to shore. This is the beginning of Jesus restoring work so it's not hard work and exhausts us. Does this mean that every time we try and do something, we're going to do super, super well and catch lots of fish or whatever our equivalent is, or we won't get really, really tired? Who has that experience? Who here knows Jesus and their work is always successful and always exhilarating? Ideal, wonderful. Because that's true of us all, isn't it? Work is still hard. No, this miraculous catch of fish here is, it's like a promise, it's like a statement of intent that Jesus is saying to his people that one day, that is what work will be like again. So when Jesus comes back again, that is the kind of the mission of work, that we will still have a job to do, but it won't be hard work. But that does mean that in the here, in the now, that we can always ask Jesus to help. He understands the work we do. He always listens. He's always there, even in the tough times. And you never know, he might do something surprising, like a boatload of fish. Now, the resurrected Jesus, he's not come to abolish work, I'm sorry to say, perhaps, but to restore it. When everything was perfect, Adam and Eve, they had fruitful work to do. And Jesus says that in the future, he's going to make work well again as well. Now, the Old Testament, there's this guy called Isaiah. He's a prophet. He's a messenger from God. And he describes the future of work that that God has in store for us. This is what Isaiah says, kind of conveying what God is saying to us. See, God will create a new heavens and a new earth. They will build houses and get to dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and other people live in them, or plant and others eat. They will not labour in vain. So there will still be work, but people, they'll build houses, they'll farm the land, all of that kind of thing. But it would not be like the hard work that we know now. It will be fruitful. We will be successful in that work. It will be fair work, and it will be lasting work. So if work is something that we will always be doing, that we were always meant to do and that we always will do, it's something that we should think about in the here and now as something to embrace, something to not avoid or resent, but it's something that we're made to do and to bring our best at. There's one last little bit of the story that I want to share with you, just a last little bit, and it's my absolute favourite bit. I wonder if you noticed it, if you know this story. It's Jesus' breakfast barbecue. Has anyone had a barbecue for breakfast before? I have, yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. So the other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish. And when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals, Jesus' barbecue, there with fish on it. Does someone notice the kind of the magic words there for me? There was the barbecue with fish already on it. Jesus already had the fish. So when Jesus told Peter to go out and get some fish, it wasn't because Jesus needed the fish, but because fishing is important to Peter. Our work isn't important to Jesus because he needs our work. He's God. He's got everything he needs. Our work is important to Jesus because we are important to Jesus. So next time you get that Sunday evening pattern, or you're stressed about your revision, or you don't want to go to school, or school's really hard, remember that you have got a job to do, and that work is good, and it's from God, but you've got this, because God has got this. Know that you matter, that your work matters, because you matter to God, and he has prepared the way for you. Amen.